The rising cost of rent is pushing more people into poverty, according to a report published this morning by Social Justice Ireland. The think tank says the poverty rate for people who rent their home is four times that of owner-occupiers. We can talk now to Colette Bennett, economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Good morning and thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
How did you go about compiling this report? What did you look at?
Okay, so where these data come from is what's called the EU SILC, the Survey on Income and Living Conditions. And the CSO published that every single year. So this data is from 2021. They published data on 2020 last December. And this is where we get our poverty rates and our deprivation rates. And essentially how it's calculated is if you line everybody up from the lowest income all the way up to the very highest income, and you take the person in the middle, that's the median income. 60% of that is your poverty line. And then they do what's called equivalization. So they make sure that you can compare it across different household types. So we know, for example, that the poverty line in 2021 was €291.51. So that's about €83.50 above the core social welfare rate. So when we look at that, then we see that overall in Ireland, the poverty rate for 2021 was 11.6%, so about 580,000 people. But that increases to one in five, so 19% of people, almost a million, when we factor in mortgage interest and rent payments.
Rent payments seem to be the big issue. We spoke the other day on the programme about a new study by the ESRI, which highlighted the number of people who are now dependent on housing assistance payments or HAP. Is this one of the big issues you came across?
It absolutely is. So what we see when we look at HAP is that one in five of all tenancies that are registered with the Residential Tenancy Board are basically social welfare tenancies or social housing tenancies, and they are subsidised through HAP. And what we see is when we look at the overall poverty rates for people who are in owner occupancy, we're looking at about one in every 12 people. When we look at renters, we're looking at one in every five. That increases after housing costs for owner occupiers to just under one in 10, and to two in five for renters. When we look at those who are on HAP, that increases again to 59%. So you can see how HAP really isn't doing what it should do in terms of providing what's called a social housing solution, because given the top-ups that people still have to pay, they're just driving further into poverty.
Now, the government's argument, I'm sure you're familiar with it, is that more social housing is now being provided and that huge sums are being spent.
But it just isn't being provided at the rate that it's necessary. And when we looked at the government's Housing for All plan that was published last September, we identified that there were some key issues in it in terms of how social housing provision was going to be paid for the second half of that plan. So the plan accounts for about 47,500 that will be paid for. But after that, the remaining 42,500 out of the 90,000 that's pledged, there's no provision in terms of how that's actually going to be delivered. Whereas what we're seeing instead is a concentration on what's called build to rent. And that is causing, not only is it lower standard housing because they're exempt from certain building regulations, but it's showing no increase in affordability, decrease in actual rents for people. And because we have so many people in the private rented sector who should actually be in social housing, what we need is a huge acceleration on the social housing side so that we can move these people, these 60,000 households, out of the private rented sector that would actually free up private rented accommodation for people who do want to be renters.
I suppose the argument again being made by the government is that the solution here is likely to be found by providing a range of housing.
And that's absolutely correct. It is. I mean, we need to see certainly lifelong developments. So we need to look at developing for the life cycle and ensuring that people who have long-standing disabilities or illnesses, that they are also being provided for. But again, we're just not seeing that at the rate that is necessary in terms of the scale. So in terms of people with disabilities, for example, the pre-housing rate poverty rate is 39.1%. So that's two in every five people with a disability are living in poverty. That increases to over one in two once they factor in the housing costs. Something is desperately needed to make sure that we don't have 126, nearly 127,000 people with disabilities living in poverty.
All right, listen, thank you very much for being with us this morning. That was Colette Bennett, Economic and Social Analyst with Social Justice Ireland.